This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden says the U.S. military's combat mission in Iraq will conclude by the end of the year. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani explains what that means for the approximately 2,500 troops still there.
It's unclear right now whether some of those troops will leave, whether a lot of them will leave, whether none of them will leave. We don't know that right now. So this is not the U.S. pullout from Iraq. This is the official end of combat operations and strictly moving to helping the Iraqis, whom Iraq's own prime minister says are ready to defend their own country at long last.
That's AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani. The announcement comes on the heels of Biden's decision to withdraw fully from Afghanistan nearly 20 years after the U.S. launched that war in response to the September 11, 2001 attacks. South Korea says that the leaders of North and South Korea have agreed to restore suspended communication channels and improve ties. Presidential office in Seoul says that President Moon Jae-in and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un reached such an agreement during several rounds of exchanges of letters since April. The Blue House says the two Koreas tested their communication channel on Tuesday morning. The United States says it will keep existing COVID-19 restrictions on international travel in place for now, due to concerns about the surging infection rate because of the Delta variant. It was a latest sign that the White House is having to recalibrate its thinking around the coronavirus pandemic as a more infectious variant surges across the U.S. and a substantial chunk of the population resists vaccination. It was also a reversal from the sentiment President Biden voiced earlier in the month when he said his administration was in the process of considering how soon the U.S. could come out of it. This is VOA News. California, the state, and New York City have announced that they will require all government employees to get the coronavirus vaccine or face weekly COVID-19 testing. The Department of Veterans Affairs on Monday became the first major federal agency to require healthcare workers to receive that shot. Meanwhile, in a possible sign that increasingly dire health warnings are getting through to more Americans, vaccination rates began to creep up over the weekend. The numbers offer hope that the nation could yet break free of a coronavirus if people who have been reluctant to receive the shot are finally inoculated. Australia's second most populous city is ending its fifth pandemic lockdown Tuesday as the Victoria state government declares it has beaten an outbreak of the highly contagious coronavirus Delta variant for a second time. The five-day lockdown in Melbourne and across Victoria allows schools, pubs, and restaurants to reopen, but people will not be allowed to have visitors in their homes for two more weeks. Victoria Premier Daniel Andrews says that we've seen off two Delta outbreaks. Meanwhile, the city of Sydney remains in lockdown indefinitely after more than 4 weeks. The final death toll is 98 in the condo building collapse in Surfside, Florida. We get details from AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
We have done everything possible to bring closure to the families.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava.
Nothing we can say or do will bring back these 98 angels who left behind grieving families, beloved friends, loved ones across this community and across the world.
It's unclear what will happen at the site. Some condo owners want to rebuild. Others say a memorial should be created there. I'm Shelley Adler.
Dozens of Argentine and Mexican demonstrators gathered outside the Cuban embassies in Buenos Aires and Mexico City Monday to voice support for Cuba's socialist government. Demonstrations come amid the biggest unrest and Caribbean nation in decades. In Mexico City, protesters gathered chanting and singing Cuba's national anthem and demanded an end to the embargo against Cuba. The Cuba ambassador in Mexico, Pedro Nunez, said Cuban families should also face fewer restrictions on receiving remittances. Cuban government has blamed the protests mostly on what it calls the U.S. finance counter-revolutionaries exploiting economic hardship caused by decades-old U.S. embargoes. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.